Welcome to BizHaps, a show where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. Be sure to follow us and subscribe on Apple or Spotify so you don't miss another episode. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. Through my work with entrepreneurs over the years, we've seen our fair share of big wins and tough losses. Sometimes they're funny, and sometimes they're painful. But they always teach us the lessons we need to learn, whether we are ready or not. This show was made to honor those little stories that help us take big steps forward. BizHaps is brought to you by Factor One. If you are an entrepreneur and want to grow your business fast, we install a simple framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io. Today's guest is Beth Sandlin. Beth, NCPT, founder of Trifecta Pilates, exemplifies resilience in both health and business. Her journey as a cancer survivor and wellness coach focuses on blending joy with professional and personal challenges. She is going to share a BizHap about a ghost refund. Beth, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Thanks so much. Every day I get to share Pilates with people who I've never met. And even though I really love teaching in person, just taking Pilates online has really amplified the volume. It's kind of like turning up the volume of your favorite song, where you just have more joy and vitality. And for people who work with me, it's not just about a good workout. It's about the energy shift. It's about feeling good for a day. And we have this shared journey towards wellness. But this is also sprinkled in with a little bit of unexpected twists that just come with an online business. And one of the most bizarre things that's ever happened, and it was really frustrating as well, is someone I'm going to call the Phantom Refunder. So one day in our support inbox, there's a message that really stands out. Someone is demanding a refund, stating they weren't aware of a transaction that was made. And if we don't give them a refund, they're going to file a claim against us. Now, in the world of Trifecta Pilates, this is highly unusual that we receive emails like this because people can stop their current membership plan at any time, like 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So this was really interesting. And we also send notifications of when that next billing cycle is going to be. But we do want to make sure that everyone's happy. So right away, we looked into this issue. We searched their email address, not found on our end. We even went a step beyond and said, okay, well, maybe it's not the email address that they're emailing us from. So we checked for a first name, we checked for a last name, and this person just didn't have an account with us. Not only an active account, but even an inactive account, meaning that they've never made a purchase. So we replied back that we're sorry, we can't offer a refund because there's no transaction. There's no record of this whatsoever. If you happen to have another email address or name that we can look up that maybe you made the purchase with, we'd be happy to look a little further. They responded back, no, I know I made this transaction. You need to offer me a refund, and again, threatened to file a claim. So we double checked and again, found nothing. So we responded again, just changed the wording a little bit, hoping it would be maybe a little bit more clear that there's no transactions whatsoever, no account. So they emailed back one last time and said, do you have to have a record? I get emails from you all the time. And so at that point, it was really helpful because we realized this person was confusing just the general emails that we have for our free offerings with maybe our membership experience. Hmm. So we responded back that you are getting emails from us. We do have record of that, but we want to be really clear that you've actually never made a purchase with us. And from that email on, never heard back from that person again. And it was really interesting because they put so much time and effort to being really aggressive up front, not even knowing if they actually had a transaction with us. And rather than leading with just inquisitive and offering some like, hey, what's going on? I would really like this refund, it was right away a threat for that claim. And based upon that, what we did was decided that, you know what, we're about positive energy and vibes at Trifecta Pilates. And so we remove them from our general email list because we just don't want to invite any of that into our world whatsoever. And whenever something like that happens, which again is super rare, then we go to a little file that we have where we keep all the positive messages that we get from people, which far outweigh negative experiences like that. And they just bring such lightness and brighten our day so much. So when people share how they enjoy moving with Pilates, they feel better in their body. They're able to have just a little bit of tranquility through their busy day, and the long list goes on. And it really just adds that little glimmer of hope to our day that, yes, we are on the right track, and we're going to keep connecting with people and energy, that we're really coming together for the positive aspect of Pilates and movement.
Right. It's very important to have in your circle people who resonate with your energy, with your vibe. I wonder why this person didn't even think about looking at their statements.
I can only think that, and this has happened like one other time, that perhaps it was another Pilates membership that they were a part of and got them confused. Because someone had, like about a year ago, that happened as well. And then they did, where they were kind enough to respond back, "Oh, I'm part of another Pilates membership." And I think it just goes to show that we want to work with people who are really intentional and not like spread so thin. I think sometimes we're spread so thin. But yes, that would be the first step. Like, is this really the membership that I have access to?
Yes.
Or is it another one?
Yes, being really clear on what membership am I paying. Like, does it say red or does it say crimson?
Right.
What was your biggest takeaway from this experience?
My biggest takeaway is not to react, but
right,
to respond kindly. You know, for that person, I don't know what was going on in their life, why they just charged out of the gates really quickly with a really threatening email rather than just asking kindly for a refund. Mm-hmm. And just to stay calm during the process, follow our policy and procedure, you know, checking off every little thing that we possibly could check, and just keep on that path. And finally, it was resolved, which was they didn't have an account with us whatsoever.
Yes, don't charge it with emotion. That's what my takeaway. Do not charge it with emotion.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for that. Beth, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
I work with people who like to move with workouts at home because they know it is just so convenient and accessible, and the benefits are just as valuable as going to the gym. They can find me at Trifecta Pilates on any social platform, well, most social platforms, YouTube, Instagram, and of course my website, trifectapilates.com.
Awesome. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Beth Sandlin, for coming and sharing her story about the Phantom Refund. If you've got a BizHub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com and we'll put you in the calendar. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHub a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you're looking for help leveling up your business, go to factorone.io. See you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.